Using actionable intelligence earlier in the life cycle of a vehicle loan can make the difference between winning and losing. Vehicle location data from DRN helps lenders to better manage risk in servicing, collections, and recovery. Ask one of our more than 300 current DRN customers how they are winning with better data. Visit drndata.com to find the tools that work for you.
Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. Our guest today is Andy Hendricks, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Digital Motors. Andy, good to talk with you, and thank you so much for being on the program. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Joe. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, as I mentioned, Andy is the CEO of Digital Motors, and I know our readers probably have heard of Digital Motors and read some of our stories about them. But Andy, just to give a general background, what was the founding of the company and kind of you guys' origin story at Digital Motors?
Yeah, we started the company in late 2018. And what we felt was missing in the industry was transactability. You know, the reality is if you want to buy any new car online, you can't do so unless it's a Tesla. So we felt there's a huge opportunity to combine the best of both worlds, the brick and mortar franchise dealership, or for that matter, any brick and mortar dealership, combined with a comprehensive digital buying and financing process. So we felt that, you know, while there is a lot of, you know, buzziness around the term digital retailing, there was nothing really that created an end-to-end transactability like Tesla had enabled it for new cars, and Carvana, Vroom, Shift, and others had enabled it for used cars. So we felt, why not build a plug-and-play platform that is configured to the dealer's needs, business rules, pricing, and so forth, and essentially becomes the digital extension of their physical showroom?
That was going to be my next question. More on that. The it's been, as you mentioned, digital retail has been such a focus of automotive in the last 5-6 years. You know, and some of the companies you just mentioned were founded over that time period. You know, there's so many different players, and even you know those that might facilitate those sales for dealers or you know, sell the vehicles themselves, and then kind of everything in between. So where do you guys fit into that, and what makes your model of digital retail different than some of those other players?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And the way we kind of view the industry is we actually don't subscribe to the notion of digital retailing at all, because we feel there is only one modern version of retail. And when we started Digital Motors, we emulated the Apple retail experience. You know, when you buy an Apple product, it doesn't matter whether you do so online or you just configure the purchase online and pick up the device at the Apple store, at the mall. It's always a consistent, fully integrated experience. So that's what drove us in our vision when we built Digital Motors. We said digital retailing is not a separate reality that's different from the physical traditional retailing. It needs to be one integrated thing. So what Digital Motors essentially represents is a plug and play online store platform that in a meaningful way extends the dealerships or the manufacturer's existing online presence with a transactable retail experience. And that experience is very consistent with what you see on the showroom floor.
Yeah, and the does that kind of fit into the notion that, you know, digital retail is not just about, you know, clicking a button and buying a car, but that it's kind of part of the integrated process where some elements are online and some elements are offline?
Absolutely. We don't prescribe to a notion that there is going to be a hard cutover from the traditional retailing to all online.
Yeah.
This will, for the foreseeable future, be a hybrid of the two dimensions. And what we have found with the dealers that are using Digital Motors, this online store, is the more control and empowerment the dealer gives to the consumer, the more seamless the experience will be for all parties involved, and the deals tend to be higher margin. But we do definitely see that a lot of the fulfillment process still involves a test drive or driveway delivery to the customer's home. So what we're saying, give the keys to the customer, let them decide how to engage with the dealership. And it basically triggers three key terms. It's transparency, creates trust, and saves everybody time. So transparency, trust, and time are the driving forces behind Digital Motors. You know, having said that, we also see customers that definitely do want to go the entire path online, and that's what we enable. But for those customers that just want to go deeper than just the traditional lead gen, can now put their deals together as much as they want to, all the way up to lease and finance approval. And then they can go to the dealer, take the car for a test drive, and wrap up the deal right there. And all the while, the dealer is able to see in real time what the customer is looking at, what deal they're structuring, and they can seamlessly pick up the conversation from the point where the customer has left off when they show up at the showroom.
To follow up on something you said there about kind of like a driveway delivery or picking up a trade-in, what are some of the ways that you guys work with dealers or automakers in that kind of some of the, for lack of a better word, ancillary pieces like the trade-in and the vehicle delivery? Do you offer that to them, or is that something that you guys work with the dealerships on?
Yeah, like what we really have as a focal point is transactability. And in order to create transactability, any online originated transaction needs to involve all of these above steps. It needs to consider the trade-in. It needs to consider F&I products. It needs to cater to the lease and finance approval all the way to scheduling your delivery. And you know, it's the integrated experience that makes it look very easy and seamless from the consumer perspective. But in the background, there's a very comprehensive, we call it our intelligent configuration and fintech engine that makes the experience possible. And our configuration engine is fully integrated with all the IT systems that the dealer is using. So it creates kind of I guess the opposite of a prescribed process to the dealership. They can still use their existing core systems, and the online store platform seamlessly integrates with it and then can be configured in any which way that the dealer chooses, from the branding to the provider set inherent to the pricing rules and so forth. And another big advantage that this configuration engine has is that we can set up a dealership in less than 24 hours. It's literally instant. And that gives the dealer a huge advantage because they can make changes to their store in real time. And it gives us obviously a huge scalability advantage.
So you mentioned being able to kind of install really quickly and kind of real time. And I imagine particularly in the spring, there was a lot of dealers who had to make those kind of adjustments really quickly. So how has the pandemic accelerated activity in digital retail, and particularly for your team?
The current crisis definitely is an accelerant for Digital Motors. We started the company in late 2018 and spent a year and a half building the platform because we wanted it to be right and ready before we launched it publicly in the market. Our original plan was to launch in July of 2020, and then COVID hit, and we found ourselves live in the market a full quarter earlier than planned because, like you said, dealers faced showroom shutdowns. They had no real transactability with the only channel that was left online. So we started setting up dealers with online stores at the end of March and have scaled ever since. And the dealers have seen immediate results as soon as they launched the store. So even at the depth of the crisis, our dealers were selling cars through the online store mechanism that we provided.
Well, I know there's just been a swell of interest, obviously, in digital retail in the past few years, and particularly these last few months. But also, you know, we've seen kind of a lot of interest from investors on, you know, in the digital retail space, whether, you know, it's Wall Street or Silicon Valley, and even in the public markets with a few of them going public this summer. What do you think is driving that investment type of interest in digital retail and fintech?
Yeah, you know, if you look over the past 25 years of the commercial internet, so to speak, every major industry has had its own digital revolution, except for the automotive industry. You know, auto up to now was still largely stuck in lead gen, and it doesn't matter what websites you visited, it's all about, you know, extracting a lead from the visitor. Now, that with the shift to more transactability, giving the reins increasingly to the consumer and let them decide how they want to do business with a particular dealer or a particular brand, that creates the digital revolution in the automotive space. And the way we have done it, and it does, I can confirm it has generated significant investor interest, is by not kind of painting a black and white picture. We're saying this is a seamless extension off the brick and mortar world into a digital realm to create a broader, more holistic, yet very easy to use experience. And so we're in the middle, I would say, of the digital revolution in automotive. And there's, you know, we have a tagline for Digital Motors: the future of automotive is digital. And that's what we see unfolding right now. And Wall Street is certainly paying attention.
Well, speaking of future, before I let you go here, I did want to ask you, what do you see as kind of on your radar in these last couple months of 2020 and into 2021? I mean, I know you mentioned you pulled back the launch going forward. So now with a few months under your belt, what do you see as some of your goals?
So the way we view our product, it's an evolving platform. You know, and in the technical sense, it's a software as a service business. So we don't want to, you know, participate in the transactions of the dealers. We make that available, you know, as a monthly subscription. But it's definitely rapidly evolving. You know, there's no such thing as a finished product, I would say, in the digital world. It needs to continue to be very scalable, very configurable, and evolve with growing needs of consumers, dealers, their OEMs, and their lenders. And this is now what we're seeing with real-time experience. The data that we generate for the platform is just incredible. You know, we can see exactly what kind of vehicles with what kind of campaign support are popular in what geography, for what demographic. And we can see all this to first, you know, deliver valuable data insights to our clientele, but then also to optimize the product further. So what I see is definitely just the beginning of a marathon here. We're working our way to the first Gatorade stop. And while we have a very robust, hyper-scalable platform, it's going to continue to evolve. And what the future exactly holds, I'm unable to tell, but I know that the capabilities that we will have in a year or 2 years from now are even inconceivable from today's perspective. So it's a rapidly changing world.
Well, Andy, we'll be curious to see how that unfolds and watching you guys grow in the coming years. But thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the interest.
Absolutely. Well, for Andy Hendricks and our entire Auto Remarketing crew, thanks for listening.